Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Lee County CPC Administrator Ryan Wood. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This afternoon, what we want to look at is the Iowa legislature is debating really the future of mental health care here in the state of Iowa. A lot of uncertainty and a lot of changes going on, almost it seems like on an hourly basis. So what we want to do is look at just where we're at and how we got to this point right now. Your office is in charge of really providing services, directing services to those with mental health and other developmental disabilities. At this point right now, how will that change for your office? I mean, do you know what is coming at this point?
We know that until July 1st of 2013, that the central point of coordination position actually remains intact. Funding that is attached to that is in question at this point, which gets us into the redesign process. Our charge, until we know otherwise, will be to continue to administrate the funds to assist people in accessing the services that they need in regards to mental health issues as well as the developmental disability issues.
And that means it'll stay kind of how it is until that July 1st, 2013, where you guys contract with different providers, different services. That's how your scope happens right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we will continue to contract based on the need of the individuals that we serve within the county system. Our contracts are kind of on hold right now because we don't know what our revenues are going to be. There are local county property tax dollars as well as state property tax relief dollars that come and consist of our entire budget at present. July 1st of 2012 is in question as to whether the state dollars will come to the counties for allocation or not, which, with the reduction in those funds that the county will have available to it, will probably change the dynamics of some of the services that we are able to provide to folks.
So it seems that is the biggest need right now. I believe during the meeting the other day, that could mean as much as going from $6 million a year to about $2.5 million if that state funding is cut out. How do you adapt to that?
We are treading lightly. We're trying to remain optimistic about how we're going to be able to manage through the next fiscal year, find out what legislation has for us in their future, and move forward with that. We want to be reassuring to the individuals that are currently receiving services that in some shape or form we're going to be able to assist them in continuing to meet their treatment needs and move forward. We also want to be reassuring to our providers that we contract with locally that, you know, it is our intent to maintain those contracts.
Are lawmakers talking money right now for the upcoming fiscal year? Is that even being discussed?
I believe that it's probably being discussed at some level. The focus of the Senate file 2315, that is the redesign that has been pushed through funnel at the legislative level, it is more about policy than what it is about appropriations at this point. So really, I don't believe that the state legislator knows how exactly that is going to work for the county system, and it is up for debate whether the county's moving into the future after fiscal year 14, if the county is going to have investment in that through county property tax dollars or if it will be a completely state-funded system.
How did we get to the point of them wanting to redesign this? I mean, this has been a system that's been in place. Where did the impetus come to completely revamp mental health care?
There's probably a lot of theories as to how that has all happened. I believe that a lot of it has to do with healthcare reform and the Affordable Care Act and planning for the future and trying to find the most consistency in administrative process to move forward into whatever that new federally mandated system is going to look like.
When you're looking at, you mentioned it, that maybe a state-funded system, has that been some of the talk is where the state would provide all of the money for mental health care, and then the counties, there's always a tax levy for MHDD services, that would just completely go away. Is that where there's been a lot of discussion?
there has been a lot of discussion in regards to that. As we know it today, the Senate side believes that the counties should remain invested and keep things as local as possible. The House side, from my understanding, also believes that access should be local. However, their belief is that it should be a state-funded system, regardless if it be at the county level or a new 2080 agreement regional level or the state level.
For someone, an outsider like myself, it would almost seem that if the state was taking over the financial responsibility, we could get a push back to how it used to be, more group home than it is. Right now, a lot of you, the people you work with, are in community settings. That would seem to be going the total opposite direction that things have been trending.
Yeah, that's an very accurate perception. The system prior to the county system was a state-ran, state-funded system, and that was a time in which many people resided in group homes or institutional level of care. I know the state is very sensitive about that issue, and they want to uphold the Order of Olmsted, which encourages individuals to be in the least restrictive place possible. So Medicaid funding is really attached to the community-based services. The state will manage those Medicaid services in some shape or form in the future. We know that for a fact. It is the objective, whether it be a county or a regional level, to work cooperatively with the state and maintain every individual that is possibly able to reside in the community to be able to maintain in the community in their home.
Are you looking at it from the case where, say, Lee, Des Moines, Henry, Loiza, they're always lumped together, there would maybe be just one CPC person? Would there be a board? Is that what are they talking about when they say a regional approach rather than the county by county that's going on now?
The region would be consistent of a 2080 agreement amongst the counties who decide to pair together to work on the particular issue of mental health and developmental disabilities. Each county, as it is now, would have one person from their board of supervisors representing the county at that regional level. There is a push for cost savings, which would mean a reduction in central points of coordination. Of course, moving into the future, it wouldn't be a central point of coordination. It would be more of a administrator-navigator sort of form of position. So, but those details really haven't been worked out legislatively, so we don't know what the verdict is going to be on that.
How much are county governments, county supervisors, and CPC coordinators involved in this process, or is it all in the hands of the legislators right now?
The counties, CPCs, as well as Board of Supervisors, have played a very active role in informing what our concerns are, what our joint consensus issues are with the legislators. I think that those things have been listened to. However, it does ultimately come down to what the legislative decision is.
Do you have an idea of how much money it would take to really revamp this and put this all into the state?
Probably not my area of expertise. I know that the Legislative Service Agency is doing all kinds of financial analysis to determine what is it going to take in order to manage the system. The Iowa State Association of Counties have done their own financial assessment, and what we perceive is a $51 million shortfall moving into next fiscal year.
Are there areas of the reform that we can start off with that you see as positives? Are there areas that maybe haven't been looked at in the past that are coming to light in this, saying, you know what, if that is put in, that's a good thing? Are there any that stand out to you in that degree?
Yeah, there is absolutely some benefits in moving forward with redesign. Legal settlement, which is a term used by county, is essentially a person residing within a county for 365 days without receiving any MHDD services, acquires legal settlement in a county. What legal settlement does is identify which county is responsible for funding should the person go and seek any sort of service related to mental health or developmental disabilities. That, in this redesign, will be going by the wayside, which makes the counties very happy. It's much easier to determine financial responsibility based on a person's residency right in the here and now, as opposed to trying to go back and find out, you know, a person's residence history and such. Residency also expedites the claims processing process. So it also expedites authorizing individuals to be able to get in there and get their appointments met sooner.
And obviously on the flip side of that, is there anything that has really stood out of saying, okay, this is a total negative. We feel that this is almost something that, I don't know if you'd want to say a deal breaker, but from CPC perspectives, this is not something that we want to see in place.
There are a couple of things that are much concern to the counties. One is the loss of the smaller service providers in the community. We've seen in other regionalized systems that the local contracts with smaller service providers tend to go by the wayside or tend to become subcontracted, which minimizes their ability to maintain in the business. So we definitely do not want to see that. The other thing that we are concerned about is that we need somebody that has a larger perspective but is locally accessible. So individuals who have questions that need guidance on where to go and what resources are available to them, they would have somebody locally that would be able to answer all of those questions from, like I said, a bigger picture perspective, not just from within an agency perspective.
What are you hearing from clients and family of clients? I mean, in many cases, the families are probably working with you to coordinate these types of services. With so much confusion and unknowns, what are you hearing?
There is distinct anxiety on the part of family members as well as some of our consumers that we serve. I'm fielding quite a few different phone calls and email messages trying to relieve some of that anxiety for them and planning for the future. We have anxiety within our offices themselves, so trying to keep that to a bare minimum. And like I said, our intent is to maintain as much service as what we are possibly able to, given what our financial resources are moving into the future.
Is there a deadline coming up here that for the upcoming fiscal year that you need to say? I mean, obviously, probably yesterday would be that deadline. Yeah. Is there a time that you can say, at this point here, there's going to be no time to get set up for the next fiscal year? Are we approaching that or have we passed it?
I believe we're still approaching that. We're really waiting for the legislators to give us guidance and what we need to do moving into the future. And we usually do contracting with all of our providers in May, so that may or may not occur in a timely fashion. As long as we can do contracting before July 1st deadline, that will be very helpful to us and not create a backlog. The authorization process for individuals to access service, that too, if that can start happening definitively in May and June, would be wonderful.
Can they leave Des Moines without finalizing the full reform? Is there any time, like they could address financial situations for the upcoming fiscal year, but the long-term plan, what they want to see after July or on July 1st, 2013, can they leave this session without finishing that?
We anticipate that the redesign is going to be a long, drawn-out. We're going to learn each year that we move into various stages of the redesign process. But bottom line is that the legislators are in a position, because of the sunsetting of the CPC in the repeal, which was Senate File 209, that something has to be done to address the issue and how we are going to move forward.
All right. Well, as I look at my clock, I believe we are out of time. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Ryan Wood. She is CPC Administrator for Lee County. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.